Well, better late than never. I'm going to attach a picture here of the tree that was that got wrapped up in my anchor in Copper Harbor on my way over here to Georgian Bay on Lake Huron. And you'll note in the picture that there's a three wraps. The clove hitch is actually kind of hidden behind the tree itself, but you can see the size of the tree. I estimated about 18 to 20 feet long, and took me at least 20 to 30 minutes to get the thing off because of it was so heavy. Fortunately, with the windlass that was installed, I was able to at least get it up to the boat and get it all, you know, get to it. But I was not able to reach it with my hands. I had to loosen the knot with a boat hook, using a boat hook to lean over the side and work it loose. But it certainly was a mess. The boat had made several turns over the couple of days' time, at least three or four 360-degree turns. And I suppose the road was sweeping the bottom and picked up the tree. And fortunately, it didn't happen at night. I was able to note in the morning while I was making breakfast that I was drifting toward shore, hustled out into the cockpit, and by the time I got the engines running, the instruments running, I was on the shore on the north side of the harbor and was basically on the rocks in 3.5 feet of water, and the rudders were just starting to hit. So I gave it the power and powered the whole mess out into the middle of the harbor and worked on it until I got it loose. So, interesting picture of one of the challenges of anchoring in an unknown bottom. So, enjoy. I'll attach the picture so you can see it.